Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Where were you this morning? Someone's acknowledging you. Hey, baby. The video of a young woman walking down the street in New York City showered with catcalls, you can see it at hereandnow.org, has launched many a discussion, been held up as insight into what women go through in public spaces, that they can't move through them comfortably the way a man can. But there are also detractors. The title of Hannah Rosen's piece in Slate is The Problem with That Catcalling Video. Hannah Rosen is a founder of and editor at Slate's Women's Section XX, and she joins us from Washington, D.C. Hannah, what is the problem with that video?
Well, I will say it's extremely effective. You follow that woman and you think, oh, like every minute someone's calling out to her. She can't be lost in her own thoughts. So it does accomplish what it wants to. But then there's a subtext, which I don't even think they're aware of, which is that she's a white woman and the vast majority of people who are catcalling her seem to be African-American or Latino. And I really don't think they thought about that. I wish when they had edited it out, they looked at the final product. But it's kind of uncomfortable to watch for that reason.
Well, in fact, we've had a lot of listeners note that some who are older, for instance, said, wait a second, 40 years ago, it was all white construction workers. What does this signify here? What's going on? And in fact, the makers of the video have confirmed to you and others that actually they didn't think about it. The video was made for the group Hollaback. There are branches of this activist group around the world. They're working to stamp out street harassment of women. But it was made by filmmaker Rob Bliss. He said it was an editing problem, that there were white guys, but for whatever the reason, it was either said in passing or it was off camera. It didn't work as well. What do you think about that?
You know, that's what happened. But it's not that it's not convincing. It's not like I think he's making that up or they intentionally wanted to include a lot of African-American Latino guys and no white guys. I just think they didn't think about it. And so it raised a conversation that they didn't want to have. But I think it's a central conversation to catcalling. Catcalling's always been an uncomfortable feminist issue because of the class and race dynamics involved. And that's a much more difficult conversation to have than the straightforward one of look at this woman being harassed walking down the street. So it's kind of a conversation they wish they don't want to have that conversation because it's icky and complicated.
Elaborate on that, the class and race part of the conversation.
Well, it's always been like a feminist group will bring up the catcalling issue, and it's often, say, construction workers, even if you leave out the race dynamics for a minute. Let's just do the class dynamics. So you have, you know, and of course, women of all stripes get catcalled. So we're just talking about who's making this video necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. It's a kind of, how do I even characterize it? I mean, it's an activist movement, right? Mm-hmm. So it's likely to show up on lots of blogs that people like you and me and maybe your listeners will read. And it's about the other people. I mean, that's the dynamic mm-hmm. of watching this video. So for example, a lot of men were like, wow, I didn't realize that women went through this. A lot of men who saw the video, but they probably don't do that, the kind of guys who watch the video. It's just not part of the way they roam the world. And so one of the things I said was, well, how effective is the video if it's showing guys that who are not going to watch the video?
Well, there's that. But also, as you say, there might be guys taking comfort from the fact that they don't see anyone like them in the video. But in fact, there may be a whiff of what's happening in the video that they do.
Yeah, and think about that. So what this video effectively is a lot of people watching people who they can distance themselves from and say, well, I'm not like that guy. I don't walk around in the middle of the day with a wife beater because I have a job. Look, I'm sitting here in a cafe or in the office in front of my, you know, Mac. So it's a kind of uncomfortable dynamic.
Well, there's also a cultural piece to this. This is the oldest debate in the world. There are men who genuinely feel they are paying you a compliment, and they do not understand when that it isn't accepted that way. How do you respond to that, Hannah?
Yeah, see, that's the hard conversation to have, the conversation about cultural relativism and do they really think they're giving you a compliment? And in certain neighborhoods, is it considered more of a compliment? That's an icky conversation about cultural right. relativism that nobody wants to have. Right. And yet it might certainly be true because, you know, the men, a couple of the men in that video are obnoxious. I mean, one of them follows her down the street for a few minutes. One of them really harangues her for not answering back. You know, what's your problem? You know, you don't like it when someone pays you a compliment.
It's threatening.
Yeah, it's threatening and annoying. Other ones are just saying, hey, beautiful, you look like $1 million. I can't remember the words exactly, mm-hmm. but they're just like throwing out compliments.
You know, someone said to us after we aired the video, isn't there sort of just a golden rule here? Flip it around. How would you feel if you had to walk a gauntlet of people commenting on your body, male or female? How would you feel to be objectified like that? And that's the only answer you need.
Yeah, I mean, Funny or Die made a really funny video yesterday, white man walking down the street for 10 hours in New York City. And it makes the point really effectively. I mean, there are people like, hey, powerful, you know, throwing him a football and like, hey, can I offer you a job? I mean, it's a very funny flip it around kind of video.
Well, and you also point people to Jessica Williams' piece on The Daily Show. It's called Jessica's Feminized Atmosphere. It starts off really funny. She's walking to work and same thing, people are calling out to her. She has a lot of fun with it. But in the end, she gathers a group of women around, and they talk about some of the things that are said to them. And it's lethal. I mean, these words are lethal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought that video handled it really well because it had a lot of different kinds of people, a lot of different kinds of reactions. She didn't explicitly address the race class issue, but it just came up naturally because she gathered this group of women, all of whom walk through different neighborhoods and have different reactions to what the men say. They talk about the armor they put on as they're walking down the street, the face they make to fend people off. It felt more like a real reaction, a real set of reactions that you might get walking around New York City.
Listen to a little as we go out. Hannah Rosen, her recent piece for Slate, The Problem with That Catcalling Video, is at hereandnow.org. We'd love your thoughts on it. And we'll post the others there as well. Hannah, thank you.
My pleasure.
And if I don't want people talking to me when I walk to work, all I have to do is go four blocks north to avoid teenagers hanging out at the bodega, three blocks west to get around those creepy old guys playing dominoes.
And by the way, Jessica Williams is a black woman, and many of the people catcalling her are white men. You can see that video, read Hannah Rosen's piece at hereandnow.org.